Love is something that you leave behind when you die. It's that powerful. The old ones say, love is all anyone needs. Love doesn't go away, nor can it be divided. Once you commit an act of love, you'll find it continues. Love is like the setting up of dominoes, one behind the other. Once you've hit the first domino, it will touch the second one, which will touch the third one, and so on. Every love act, or thought of love, has an effect on each person, as well as touching the whole world. If you live a life filled with love, the results will affect your friends, relatives, and other people, even after you go to the other side. So love. My Creator, let me love. Let me put action into the love dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful.
Yeah, that comes from the Lakota Native American tradition of the gift of music. And Michael Bowers and made it yours today, and we are so grateful. Fabulous. Oh, our topic today is connection to source. And in the context of this year, we spent the first 6 months of the year talking about the law of God and prayer and how prayer works in using the law of God. And the second 6 months, we've been focused on the love of God and that divine connection that we have. And so basically every month, this 6 months, the topic is the same. We've just put different words to that experience of the love. And we talked about practicing the presence. We talked about meditation and contemplation. And this month, the words we're putting to the love is connection to source. And so the topic for me is generally connection to source, and then at our next meeting, Reverend Hillary and Reverend John are going to talk about amplifying our connection to source and allowing that experience to become even more full in our lives. And it's such a gift to focus on that divine connection and find ways to put some words to an experience that many people say is ineffable. They say it's unable to be expressed in words. And I don't believe that. I believe that that divine energy is the essence of who we are, and the capacity to express the divine is the truth of our being. And so we continue to reach for new ways to make that expression, to communicate and share it with each other. And although the words may not communicate the experience, if we've had the experience and we talk about it together, we have that ability to connect with each other as well as connect with Source. So we're amplifying our connection with Source in each other as well as our connection with Source in all things and beyond all things. So that divine connection is such a powerful thing. And last meeting, when Reverend Hillary came in and we were setting our intentions, I hope it's okay for me to repeat this, Reverend Hillary said, I came intending to connect with Source. And she took a breath and she said, in each one of you. And that was such a powerful moment of recognition of the divine, because I know that my thoughts went to a different place when she said the first half of the phrase that she took me to when she recognized it in each of us. And so connection to Source is such a big topic, because we connect to Source in everything we recognize the divine in every moment that we find that divine energy anywhere within ourselves, within the universe, within what we conceive of as God. that divine connection is so broad, is so big, and is so possible for us. It's a really, really exquisite topic because it is so huge. There is that energy that is available to us, and we make it easier for ourselves to experience it by making it more specific sometimes. And I've shared this with this group before, but we probably have a different group of people here, so I want to share it again. One of my teachers once suggested that we hold out our hands like this, and with the ring finger on each hand, feel the love that's coming to us from the furthest star. So if you'd close your eyes, if you don't want to do this, this is fine. But if you close your eyes and feel like doing this, I invite you to take that leap of faith that says, there is love coming to me from the furthest star I can imagine. And with that sensitive little ring fingertip, see if you can feel a divine energy that is coming to you from the furthest star. Notice if there's any kind of experience that you have around that. Notice your thoughts as you take that action, if you're willing to take that action or not. And then close your hands and drop them and open your eyes. And recognize that there is love coming to us. I believe there is love coming to us in every moment from everywhere there is. There is nowhere God is not. And so anywhere we choose to open to that divine connection, that love is there. And all of the qualities of God are there. That light is there, that harmony is there, that peace is there, that grace is there, that energy is always there to connect to. But I don't know your experience, but when I invite the feeling in those little fingertips, I can feel something happening. And in the whole ocean of spirit, in that amazing sea of the divine, it's so big, we're like the fish in the fish pond saying, where's the water? We don't recognize it necessarily because it's way bigger than we can comprehend. But if we can find a specific way to access it, we can feel that energy. We can open ourselves and allow that energy to flow into us. We also are that energy ourselves. We are not separate from that divine energy. And when we open our hearts to love and love others, that is the same energy that's flowing out from us to everyone we see, to everyone we smile at. When you drive by somebody in the car and you acknowledge the beauty of who they are and you bless them in some way. I drive around blessing people all day long, looking for beauty and blessing people. That's my experience in my car. I get great CDs and I play them and I sing along with them and I see people and I wish them whatever it is that I'm absorbing from the music or the message on the tape that I'm listening to. I wish that same love, that same health, and whatever it is that comes to mind. I wish prosperity for you, or I wish well-being for your children. Whatever I'm inspired to say in that moment, that wish I want to share with the people that I pass by. And Ernest Holmes said, more light will be given as we use that which we have. And if we are a beneficial presence in the world, if we are showing up as love, if we are sharing that divine gift that we have, and I always pick on Michael when he's here and point out that musicians share the gift that they have so powerfully because they are willing to show up in the gift, as the gift, everywhere they go. And others of us do the same thing. We just don't get put on stage and applauded as often. So David's gift to others who were getting standing ovations when they came in the door early today. That was the recognition of the value of each person showing up as him or herself, that divine light shining into the room, into the circle, each of us bringing the unique aspect of spirit that we are. Ernest Holmes said, "While all people have the same origin, no two are alike except in ultimate essence. One God and Father of us all, but numberless sonships." And he spelled it S-O-N-S-H-I-P, but I think of it as S-U-N-S-H-I-P, the light that shines in each of us. Innumerable lights, each one unique in a universe of wholeness, is what Holmes went on to say. Man is an individualized center of God consciousness, woman too, and spiritual power as complete as we know ourselves to be. And we know ourselves only as we really comprehend our relationship to the whole. Knowing ourselves in relationship to the whole of spirit, the individualized center of God consciousness. Holmes also said, "The self is a hidden reservoir, fed by a stream whose source rises in the infinite. The infinite appears to continually flow out, and the source and its flow are one. Our life's source is the infinite. The flow through us equals our receptivity to this source. We did not place this power within us, and in the long run, we cannot misplace it. We are all infinitely connected. This is the truth of who we are. The ultimate understanding is the essence that what God is we are. We are made in the image and likeness of God." How much we experience that, though, is about our receptivity, knowing ourselves in terms of comprehending our relationship with the whole. How much so far have we been able to take in of this truth about our being? How much are we able to radiate out this light that we are born with, that we will never be without? We may or may not be conscious of it. We may or may not be allowing it. But it is infinite and eternal. We are the center of the light right here and right now. Each of us individually are part of that one mind, that one light, that one life that spirit is. And so how do we increase that awareness, our ability to perceive this truth of who we are? How do we increase it? Well, I'm showing off my lack of belief in consciousness today because I only made 12 copies of this, and because we've had like 8 people the last couple of times, and I would ask that you share it 2 for 1 to make sure it gets all the way around the table. But I made a little sonship meter. So here's the sun, and here's the radiance. And each of us have how much connection to source at any one time? The truth is always that we are that light. We are the light. We are the sun. We shine as much as we can. But how much today? How much today? How much now? How much in this moment are we connected to that divine nature of who we are? How much light's coming out? And I'll make some more for anyone who didn't get one who wants one. I have to tell you the story. David always gets embarrassed because I pick on him way more than Michael. But I was making these yesterday, and I was sitting there cutting things out and doing all this stuff. And he came around the corner and he looked at me sitting there at the kitchen table doing this, and he got choked up, and he said, "I am seeing love in action." And he felt so moved by that experience that he had of what I was doing. Now, he was far more in love in that moment than I was. I was acting out of my intuition about what I could talk about today, And I do love you guys, but it wasn't a conscious act of love for each of you. It was an expression of my work in that moment for me. And that is a loving experience, but I wasn't so much thinking of each of you. David jumped forward and saw my connection to each of you today and said, isn't that an amazing loving act to sit there and offer this gift to others as you've seen it? And so the energy of love in that moment was way more powerful in David than it was in me. But because of what he was thinking about what I was doing, he was radiating light. Can you see that the light in that moment was in David because of the way he interpreted through the loving filter that he has about what I do? He was seeing love. He was seeing the meaning of love in action. Yeah, I was busy, you know, trying to figure out how to get my little hole into each of the little parts. And he saw the meta picture. And that was so powerful because that's the message of connection to source. David in that moment was way up here on the sonship meter. His light was shining so brightly because of the way he was interpreting what he was seeing. You know, mine was, I was pretty connected. I was feeling really good. I thought it was a good idea, and I figured out how to do it, and I would do it differently if I did it again, because I found some of the pitfalls, and I learned you do a prototype before you print them all. Because some of them I had to cut down a little bit, because the thing I was using to make holes was a staple remover, and it didn't quite fit over the way some of them parsed on the printing, so I had to cut off the bottom to get the hole in the right place. So I learned some things. And I was troubleshooting in that moment, trying to make it work. And David was seeing love. And when we are seeing love, when we are interpreting what we are seeing as love, that is such a powerful thing. And there is that capacity within us to see love wherever we look. Now, it isn't always easy to see love at what we're looking at in the moment. And in that moment, I would say, look somewhere else. Go where the juice is. Put your attention on where your love is flowing right now. What in this moment can you appreciate that would take you into a space of higher connection, a space of greater love in that moment? How can your energy flow right now? I've said this before here too, but I think it's worth repeating. God loves everyone everywhere in every moment. That's God's job, and God does it amazingly well. If anybody tunes in to being loved, God is loving in every moment. But our job out here on the leading edge is to love somebody right now, to love something right now, to allow our love to flow in this moment. It may be too big for us in this moment to love everybody everywhere and always, but maybe there is something, some little thing we can find to appreciate, some little experience that we can connect with that allows our love to flow, that allows our light to shine, that allows the energy of source to be expressed as us. And as we connect with the divine, and last month we did a whole series on meditation and contemplation and going to that divine nature, and spending time in the consciousness of contemplating God and meditating and allowing our minds to get quiet. If you didn't catch that, it's on the website. You can listen to those preliminary things that brought us to this place of allowing our connection to source to be present in our own consciousness. And once it's present in our own consciousness, we radiate it out by our example. We are the light. Present and conscious and connected, we just are the light. What we do is sharing that beauty, is sharing that love, is sharing that grace. So I invite you to take the sun. Whoever doesn't have one, I'll give up mine, and I can make more. And if you want one, make sure that that you let me know and I'll make you one, because I think that I want one for myself, because I want to remember, you know, that I have a choice about how much I shine. And I can always find that next little step. I may not be able to get to the top right now, but I may be able to move a little bit up on that light shining meter and make myself and everybody around me feel better today. And that's my intention in my life, is to shine as brightly as I can today and to be very kind to myself on the days when I'm not very bright. There are days when the light just ain't shining. But there's always the possibility that I can connect. And it's not a matter of disconnected or connected. If your heart's beating, if you're breathing, you're connected. You may not be consciously connected, but you're alive, you're here, you're connected. And so it's a matter of bringing that connection into consciousness and allowing more of who we are to show up. So thanks for listening today. I love being here with each of you, and I'm so grateful that you allow me to do this work. And we're going to have a discussion after the break, and I brought, again, 12 copies of Something to Talk About. So I want to pass it out now, because we have a few more minutes before the break. And again, if you will share it to a list. This is a list of what I believe. And I am not the authority of what you're supposed to believe. Director of study group makes me authority of nothing at all. I hope you guys all get that. I am not the guru of the group. This is the list of what I believe in the clearest way I know how to state it. Science of Mind is about discovering what you believe, because your experience of life is going to be conditioned by what you believe. The amount of the energy of your life is determined by the belief system through which your light shines. Does that make sense to everybody? It what you think is what you allow. If you don't believe that your light shines, then your light can't shine. If you don't believe there is a God, then God can't work in your life. So each of us have to create an understanding. Well, we don't have to, but it's helpful to create an understanding of what it is that we believe. And in that belief, continue to find ideas and concepts and heart-opening experiences that take us to a higher level of belief. And so allowing our belief to come forward is often facilitated by looking at something that says, I don't believe that. What is it that I believe about that? So I don't offer this as something that you ought to believe. I don't care if you believe any of this, but I would love it if you knew what you believed and that you were working on your own system of belief that supports you living the life you want to live, connecting to Source in the way you want to connect. So I'm not offering this as the truth. I'm offering this as a list of things to say, ooh, that one feels pretty good to me. And you try it on and you see how it fits. My first minister said to me that what Science of Mind is about is discovering what's true for you, and that no one can tell you what's true for you except you. So if you try on some of these ideas that work really well for me and they don't fit, wonderful, throw them out. And use what I said as your opportunity to say, that's not true for me, but what is true for me? What do I know to be true? What works for me? Because your life, your light, your experience is being shaped by your beliefs. What we think manifests in our life. What we believe is what we think a lot. What we think over and over again and affirm. And we don't have to continue to believe what we have believed if those beliefs aren't working for us. We can adapt and allow, and we can feel new ideas coming in to inspire and uplift our belief system, our frequency, that conditions our connection to Source. And so let's just take 5 minutes here and take a look at this list. And you can check the ones that feel good. You can cross them out and write in ones that feel better. We have things to write on. If you didn't get one and you want one, let's make sure that everybody has something to write on. And in our discussion afterwards, we're going to talk about what helps us connect to Source and how what we believe works in that connection. So what our connection to Source is and how what we believe or what we've discovered about what we believe in this 5 minutes helps condition our experience. Everybody clear on what we're doing here? Okay, so we got 5 minutes, and I'll bring you back, and then we'll have our break. Sometimes it seems like connection to Source is something people either have or they don't. And it looks like some people are born with it and others aren't, and that we're all stuck with where we started. And the wonder of Science of Mind for me was that it taught me that I wasn't stuck with the system that I was brought up in, that I was offered the opportunity to explore and experience spirit myself. And when Ernest Holmes said, "There is that within you that knows, get in touch with that within you that knows," I believed it. And for 20 years now, almost, I've been exploring that within me that knows. And I encourage you that if you want to choose a deeper connection to Source, that you recognize that it's a choice. And that as you cultivate that connection, and you set your intention and you allow it to come, more comes. That it doesn't happen by accident. That it is something that we choose to focus on in our lives or not. And people have wonderful lives who have no conscious experience of connection to Source. It is not the only path of life that works. But it is a path of life that works really well if you have a desire in that direction. And it's the passion of my life. So I don't want to project that on anyone else and say everybody's got to do what I do. But I do offer it as a door opening, a portal to the experience of spirit, because I know that spirit can be experienced as we cultivate that experience, as we acknowledge that we want to be more connected and we want to be more aware of that connection. We will expand in our ability to perceive and experience that connection. That is my knowing, and I know it for myself and I know it for everyone else who chooses that experience. And so it is. Let's take a break. Thank you. You like that?